Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt des Meisters, Perik Beis, Mishnah Ches. Hoye Oitza Vilavasim. This person is working with types of tanim, types of figs called Levasim. Levasim are not the highest quality figs. They're mean, mimine hatanim haroyim, says the Batanura. But that's what he was hired to work with. Sagt the Mishnah, lo yoichol bivanois sheva. He can't eat bivanois sheva figs, which is a high quality fig. This is not a din in Hilchas Maisers. This is a din in these halachas of what a worker is allowed to eat. B'nai Sheva, if he's working with B'nai Sheva figs, lo yechol b'levasim. He can eat the B'nai Sheva figs as he's working, but he can't eat the levasim figs. You could only eat from the type of fruit that you're working with. Zakta batanura. Remember the pasuk we quoted before from Parshas Kiseitze, Kisav, ayi b'cherem reyecha, v'yechalta anavim, kenafshecha sevecha. So it says when you come in the vineyard of your friend, you can eat grapes. Now we know that when you eat in a vineyard, it's grapes. That's what grows in a vineyard. The Torah could have just said, V'yichalta kenafshecha sevecha. Eat what you want until you're full. Why does the Torah have to say you eat grapes? So it's to teach us that if you're working with grapes, you can only eat grapes, not figs. And if you're working with figs, you can't eat the grapes. So our mission is telling us an additional chiddush, that even though levasim and b'nai sheva are both figs, but they're considered two different types. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Even though you can only eat what you're working with, Avol Moneyahu es Atzmai. If let's say right now you're working with figs that aren't so good, but a little bit up ahead are the figs that are good. You're going to get there soon. So you can hold yourself back from eating now, because if I eat now, it's going to be figs that aren't so good. Atcha Megia L'Mekayim HaYafas. So then you get to the figs that are good. In other words, I'm not going to say, well, you're working with not such good figs, better figs. They're the same type of figs. Even B'nai Sheva themselves are better ones and not such good ones. Even in the Levasim themselves, they're high quality and low quality. So I don't say, well, if you're going to eat 10 figs, you have to divide it equally, 5 and 5. 5 from the lower part, 5 from the better part. That you don't have to do. As long as it's the same type, you can eat it all from the best. Vayter zok the Mishnah. So we're not learning these halachis now, we're learning Masechtas Maaseris. Okay, so some say, well, once we mentioned it, because it was Negei Hilchas Maaseris, so we gave you another halacha about what the worker is allowed to eat. Others explain, it automatically is connected to Maaseris. Because whatever I'm allowed to eat, I don't have to give Maaseris from, and whatever I'm not allowed to eat, I do have to give Maaseris from. So even if you're going to tell me, oh, this has to do with a totally different sugya, not Maaseris, has to do with what the worker is allowed to eat, it's automatically connected to Maaseris. Either way, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Hamachlev im chaveri. Somebody switches fruits with his friend. Now it could be in one of the following ways. Zeh lechol v'zeh lechol. You eat my figs, I'll eat your figs. So this person gives his friend, let's say, figs that are ready to eat, and his friend gives him back figs that are ready to eat. Zeliksois or zeliksois. Let's say I laid out my fruit to dry. It's not ready to eat yet. And I say, you can have from these, and he does the same for me. I also have fruits that were laid out to dry. You can have those. Or, zelechol v'zeliksois. One person gives someone fruit that's ready to eat. And the other person says, look, I can't give you back fruits that are ready to eat, but I have fruits that I laid out to dry. That's not ready yet. In all these cases, chayiv, every single one of these people, has to separate maaseris before they eat. Because when you trade fruit, that's like buying. And you can't even eat a chilas aroy until you take off maaseris. Zoyhal, the Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda says, depends. Hamachlev lechol chayiv. If I'm switching with my friend fruit that's ready to eat, I have to be mafish maaseris before I eat it. Automatically goes into shlav beis, where chilas aroy is also because there was a mekach. The lixois potter. But if I'm trading fruit that was laid out to dry, and I have to take off maaseris. Because when I'm getting the fruit, it was like nigmar malachtoi. And mekach is only koveya. A sale only brings it to shlav beis after it's nigmar malachtoi, not beforehand. Zokta batanur and the alach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So chazing over our Mishnah, a worker that is working with levasim, which aren't very good to einim. They're a type of tanim that are not so geshmak. You can't say, well, I'm working with tanim, I can eat tanim, but let me eat those b'nai sheva tanim. No, no. You can only eat from what you're working with. not only if you're working with grapes, can you not eat figs? And if you're working with figs, can you not eat grapes? But if you're working with levasim figs, you can't eat b'nai sheva figs, or the other way around. However, if it's all levasim or it's all b'nai sheva, and there are some better ones and not so good ones, we're not saying you have to divide it equally. What you're eating, you can wait until you get to the better ones and eat it over there. If you're switching with your friend, according to the Tanakhama, it makes no difference whether you're giving him peiros ready to eat, he's giving you peiros ready to eat, you're giving him peiros that were laid out to dry that are not ready yet, he's doing the same, or you're giving him peiros that are ready to eat, he's giving you peiros that still have to be finished, that were laid out to dry. In all these cases, each one has to separate maises, because switching is called buying. And mekach is koveil maises. Rabbi Yehuda says, for each switching food that you could eat, you're takachayiv, because it's nigmar malachtai. But if we're talking about things that were laid out to dry, you're potter, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it's not nigmar malachtai, even if there was a sale, it would not be koveya it for maestros.